So let's review. The Gemara rules, kavrei b'regel, if someone buried his relative on Yom Tov, ein regel oiluloi l'minyan shiva. Since one does not observe the 7 days of mourning, he needs to observe an entire week after Yom Tov. However, a b'raisa rules, regel oiluloi l'minyan shloshim. Since the halachas of shloshim are observed during Yom Tov, the days of Yom Tov count towards the shloshim. A b'raisa rules, zeh haklal, kol shehu mishum ovel regel mafsikai. All customs of mourning are cancelled by the Yom Tov. However, kol shehu mishum iske rabim ein regel mafsikai. The public continues to console him during Yom Tov for 7 straight days. The Gemara cites a machlekes when Yom Tov can cancel the Shiva. Kaim kfiyas amita shloish yomim koidim haregel, einoi tzarech l'chfeisa acha haregel, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If one began mourning 3 days before Yom Tov, he does not continue the Shiva after Yom Tov, as our Mishnah ruled. However, chacham aimrim afilu yom echad v'afilu shah achas. Even if he only began mourning a short while before Yom Tov, he does not continue mourning after Yom Tov. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding the duration of the mourning period. Rabbi Kiva rules, Shemua Kroiva, upon hearing of a recent death, defined as Besoich Shloishim, within 30 days of the death, Noheges Shiva u'Shloishim. One observes a full 7 days and the full Shloishim. However, Shemua Rechoika, upon hearing of a past death, defined as La'achar Shloishim, more than 30 days after the death, Eina Noheges El Yoim Echad. One only observes a single day of mourning, even for a parent. However, the Chachamim rule, Achas Shemua Rechoiva v'Achas Shemua Rechoika, Noheges Shiva u'Shloishim. And the Gemara concludes, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, d'Amar Shmuel Halacha k'Divri HaMeikel ba'Avel. We always paskin like the more lenient view in Hilchas Avelus. And the Gemara cites a remez for the above halachas of Shmuel Kroiva and Shmuel Rechoika in the following pasuk: V'afachti chageichem le'evel, I have turned your Yom Tov into a time of mourning. Regarding Shmuel Kroiva, we interpret the pasuk as Ma chag shiva af Avelus shiva. Just like Pesach and Sukkot are observed 7 days, so too Avelus is observed 7 days. And regarding Shmua Rechoika, we interpret the pasuk as Ashkechon Atzeres de'ikri chad yoima. Just like Shavuos is observed 1 day, so too Avelus is observed 1 day. The Gemara continues. Shama Shmua Kroiva beregel u'maytzoi haregel nasis Rechoika. If one hears about a death on Yom Tov and it's still within 30 days of the death, but after Yom Tov, when he begins to observe the Avelus, it's already past 30 days, einoi noyeg elo yoim echad. He only observes Avelus for 1 day. The Gemara cites a machlekes whether kireya, one tears his garment for a Shmua Rechoika, or einoi kireya, he does not tear his garments. The Gemara cites a related brisa, mishe ein loy cholok l'kroya, v'nezdamon loy besoich shiva kireya. If one does not have a garment to tear and obtains one during the Shiva, he tears it. La'achar Shiva ena kireya. If he obtains it after Shiva, he does not tear it. However, Abzera added, Bamedvar mamurim b'chamish meise mitzvah. Aval al ove v'alimoy kireya v'hoylich. This is only regarding most relatives, but for a parent, one tears even after the Shiva. And the Gemara explains, L'kavod ove v'imoy. This is done out of respect for the parent, but it's not strictly required for the laws of mourning. A brisa lists the relatives one mourns for. Ova mas'abal al ishtoi, his wife, ove v'imoy, a father or mother, achiv achoisoi, a brother or sister, benoyu bitoi, a son or a daughter. The Gemara cites 3 opinions regarding shniim, secondary relatives, for example, a father's father, etc. 1. Mis'abal, one mourns them. 2. Einoi mis'abal, ela al ben benoyu v'al vi oviv. One only mourns a son's son or a father's father, not any other secondary relative. 3. Mis'abel imoy b'bayis. One only mourns in his relative's presence out of respect for the relative. The Gemara cites 2 contradictory brises. 1. Mishemeis chamavoy chamoysoy. If one's father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, einay rashay lochuf es ishtoy liyos kecheles v'liyos pekeses. He may not compel his wife to apply cosmetics. Rather, koyfem mitasev inoyeg ima avelus. He mourns with her. Similarly, v'chein hi shemeis chamiyoy chamoysoy. If one of his parents dies, she mourns with him. 2. Mezeges lo esakois, umetzas lo yamita, marchetzas lo ponov yodav eraglov. While she's in mourning, she can still attend to him personally, including washing him. Here we see that he may wash and does not mourn with her. The Gemara answers, kan b'choma v'chamoysoi, kan b'shar kroivim. He mourns with her for her parents, but not for her other relatives.